Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, saints of God. We are so grateful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Tuesday, the 28th day of June 2022. The Lord is in this place and he is in us now. He is taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There is nobody like our God, no one to compare. We're just grateful that we have this opportunity to come together, to be in agreement with God, to share the word of God, share the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to pray, intercede, stand in the gap, and make up the hedge. So this morning, we're going to ask Apostle Horsley if he will lead us off, and then our sister Gladys, if you will pray after him, and we will go from there this morning.
Yes, I will.
Okay, Apostle Horsley, we can't hear you. Don't know if your mic is muted.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have this song here. Amen. He lives. He lives. Thank God Almighty, my Savior lives. The sun still shines because he lives. The rain still falls because he lives. I know that he rose from the grave one day. I know because he rose up in my soul. He lived. He lived. Thank God Almighty. I thank God Almighty. My Savior lived. The rain still falls because he lives. The sun still shines because he lives. I know that he rose from the grave one day. I know because he rose up in my soul. He lives. He lives. Thank God Almighty, my Savior lives. The earth still hangs by nothing in space. Oh, great is his power, he lives. Fathers, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for waking us up this morning in our right mind, O Lord God, able to praise your holy and righteous name, O Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. Lord God, we come this morning, O Lord God, asking forgiveness, O Lord God, for sins of omission, sins of commission, O Lord God. Lord God, we ask forgiveness, O Lord God, if we cause anyone to stumble along the way or to hinder anyone in their growth, O Lord God, we ask forgiveness in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. But above all, Lord God, we come thanking you, O Lord God, because you are the God Almighty, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your sovereign power, Lord God. We thank you for your keeping power, Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for the strength that we feel in the body, O Lord God, the activity of our limbs, O Lord God. We're able to move and breathe, O Lord God, and have our being because you live, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, O Lord God, for every saint, O Lord God, has rose up this morning, O Lord God, to join themselves in prayer, Lord God, to stand in the gap, O Lord God, stand believing and expecting, O Lord God, that you will work miracles, O Lord God, heal, deliver, and set free, O Lord God. Thank you for the wife, O Lord God, praying that you would touch right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. I'm praying, O Lord God, about my appetite, O Lord God, eat too much, O Lord God. We're trying to trim down for the fast, O Lord God, and trying, O Lord God, to change the eating conditions, O Lord God, even though, Lord God, we are senior now, O Lord God, don't need to take all the food that we be taking in to sustain us at this time, O Lord God. So, Lord God, you say, whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, believe that we receive it. when we pray, oh Lord God, we should have it, oh Lord God, that's for me, oh Lord God. I want to pray against, oh Lord God, by the spirit of glutton and overeating, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. But Lord God, we thank you, oh Lord God, because you're real in our lives, oh Lord God. Lord God, we realize that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and all that dwell therein, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for such great display of your power, Lord God, and your awesomeness, oh Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We pray for the government and the governance system of this United States, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we pray about the war, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bring a peace and resolution, oh Lord God, to this war, Lord God. It seems like it's growing worse, oh Lord God, and the attack is getting more severe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Look on the people, oh Lord God, of Ukraine, oh Lord God, look on Vladimir Putin, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we pray, oh Lord God, that you protect us here in the United States, oh Lord God. Lord God, all of those, oh Lord God, who have lost loved ones, oh Lord God, and have loved ones in the hospital, in the hospice, oh Lord God, and those that are in the hospital in the emergency room this morning, oh Lord God, even the newborn babies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. And I think of the devastation of war, Lord God, and the crime that goes on, oh Lord God, and they're trying to do something, oh Lord God, about all the drive-by shooting, that murderous spirit, that Cain spirit, oh Lord God. Lord God, it pushes us into a new direction, oh Lord God, and another level of prayer, Lord God, to stay before thy face, oh Lord God, and to worship you and praise you, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you would give peace, oh Lord God, to everyone on Akayo, see Ebo, Shatan Akayo, see that Akayo, God Akayo, see Ebo, Shatan Akayo, God. And everyone that's under the sound of the voice, oh Lord God, and everyone that will come to the archives later, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would grant, oh Lord God, a covenant of peace, oh Lord God, the spirit of joy, Lord God, for the spirit of heaviness, oh Lord God. Many people, oh Lord God, are faced, oh Lord God, with opposition, oh Lord God, that is casting them into a mold, oh Lord God, of depression, oh Lord God. Many have thought about suicide, oh Lord God, but Lord God, you promised in your word, oh Lord God, that you would keep us in perfect peace of mind and stayed on you. Lord God, we pray early this week, oh Lord God, for traveling mercy, oh Lord God, for all those that are going to travel, Lord God, we pray for airline flight, Lord God, the aviation system, that they will be blessed and protected, Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, that the people will return to work, oh Lord God, or take the jobs, oh Lord God, for to keep the airline moving, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Every day, Lord God, they say there's delays or cancellation, oh Lord God, and people are buying up, oh Lord God, and out of work and out of visitation, the people, oh Lord God, because of the COVID that spread itself over 2 years, oh Lord God, and still is here and there, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. There are those, oh Lord God, that have that are traveling, oh Lord God, by automobile, oh Lord God, in this coming weekend, oh Lord God. We pray for safety, oh Lord God. Lord God, the last holiday, Lord God, here, supply of peace, oh Lord God. Well, didn't hear so much about wrecks, oh Lord God, so much it looked like people were driving, oh Lord God, like they wanted to go someplace and that they wanted to live and return back home safely, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we rebuke and we bind the power of sublineal suggestion, oh Lord God, for all the demonic activity, oh Lord God. We bind and rebuke, oh Lord God, the sublineal suggestion, oh Lord God, from the video games this morning, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, it came to mind, oh Lord God, that those games are like hypnosis, oh Lord God, and they're all over the social media, Lord God, all over the YouTube, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, it was even suggested that maybe the young man, oh Lord God, that killed the people in the school, Lord God, was just walking around in some type of trance or daze, just don't know, oh Lord God, shooting and killing innocent children, oh Lord God. People, Lord God, we pray for their company, oh Lord God, that lost children, oh Lord God, that have not even entered into teenage, oh Lord God, and younger, Lord God, and it continues, oh Lord God. Lord God, we come bringing this before you, Lord God. You said that whatsoever thing we desire when we pray, oh Lord God, believe that we receive it when we pray, Lord God, and that we shall have it, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask, oh Lord God, that you would do something, oh Lord God, that you would touch the hearts of people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. They treat this gun violence and this drive-by shooting, oh Lord God, or if it's though something that's not important, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we come to you, Lord God, because you're the only one that can, oh, Lord God, and you're the only one that will, oh, Lord God, and you're the only one that deliver, Lord God, on the magnitude that you deliver, Lord God. You're the God that worked miracles so great, oh, Lord God. There's just none like you, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, we pray for seniors, oh, Lord God, that are being abused, oh, Lord God, seniors, oh, Lord God, that are in nursing homes and hospitals, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We come this hour of power, pray, Lord God, for testing you and you, oh, Lord God. We want to start fasting, oh, Lord God, before the holiday even gets here, oh, Lord God. And we ask early, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, our children and grandchildren, our adult children, oh, Lord God, our siblings, oh, Lord God, out up and down, oh, Lord God. And it looks like we're living more or less in a combat zone, oh, Lord God. But the earth is yours, oh, Lord God, and the fullness thereof, oh, Lord God, and they that dwell therein, oh, Lord God. There's no doubt in my mind, oh, Lord God, that you have a firm grip on everything, oh, Lord God. You're the king of this earth, oh, Lord God. You're king of kings and lord of lords, oh, Lord God. You speak unto the soul, oh, Lord God, when the king speaks, oh, Lord God. Make a decree, oh, Lord God, and it becomes law, oh, Lord God. Lord God, I realize, oh, Lord God, that we're living in these last and evil days, oh, Lord God. Realize, oh, Lord God, that this things have to end, oh, Lord God, according to your word, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, while we're here, oh, Lord God, strengthen us, oh, Lord God. Give us, oh, Lord God, a mind to give attention to the word, oh, Lord God. For you said that you would keep our mind in perfect peace of mind has stayed on you, O Lord God. The adversary raging, O Lord God. Your word said that the heathen rage, O Lord God, and they imagine a vain thing, O Lord God. But Lord God, our eyes are on you this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, cannot praise you to the full magnitude that we would desire to praise you, oh, Lord God, because we steadily have to be looking, oh, Lord God, and praying, oh, Lord God, continuously throughout the day, oh, Lord God. But from the rising of the sun, oh, Lord God, to the going down of the same, oh, Lord God, your name is to be praised, oh, Lord God. Lord God, should give me a mind, oh, Lord God, to be mindful, oh, Lord God, to continuously the things that are going on, oh, Lord God, and the devastation, oh, Lord God, that is in the earth right now, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. So, Lord God, after the dead panthers, after the water broke, oh, Lord God, our soul panthers after thee, oh, Lord God, is thirsty for you, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in the things of God, oh, Lord God, to know what time that we're going through right now, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, and we praise you this morning, Lord God, because this is our hour of sanctification, oh, Lord God. This is our power of prayer, Lord God, with the prayer deliverance, a circle of friends, oh, Lord God. We come to you, oh, Lord God, seeking that face, oh, Lord God, for if we don't hear from you, oh, Lord God, what shall we do, Lord God? People calling, oh, Lord God, with all kinds of prayer, Lord God, all kinds of situations, oh, Lord God. Lord God, we even have no people that are incarcerated, oh, God, that desperately need a change of heart in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We bind and we break, oh, Lord God, that spirit of entitlement upon our children, oh, Lord God, and other people that we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, I understand, oh, Lord God, that there are those that are in financial straits, oh, Lord God, and those that need home, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, godliness and contentment, oh, Lord God, is great gain, oh, Lord God. So we pray for godliness, oh, Lord God, and contentment, oh, Lord God, as we go through this situation, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Praying for the people, oh, Lord God, that got hurt, oh, Lord God, and that train wreck on yesterday, Lord God. Praying for people that go through a time of bereavement, oh, Lord God, and that unexpected death, oh, Lord God. The people, oh, Lord God, that are in the hospitals, oh, Lord God. The emergency, the 911 workers, oh, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. God, we pray for the judicial system, oh, Lord God, and the crime there, oh, Lord God. The crime that goes on, oh, Lord God, and the underhanded things, oh, Lord God, and the lascivious sin of this world, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Lord God, it's pornography everywhere you look, oh, Lord God. You see it everywhere, Lord God, in the commercials, more so, oh, Lord God. But, Lord God, you say that a haughty spirit comes before a fall, oh, Lord God, and it looks like we're getting to that point, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you would have mercy, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, and touch the hearts of your people, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. Give them a mind to be saved, oh, Lord God. Give them a mind, oh, Lord God, God, to combat against the sin, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. It began to come to the point, O Lord God, that we lost sight, O Lord God, on you, O Lord God, and forget that these fiery trials that come upon us, O Lord God, that it's a passing thing, O Lord God, that help us to keep our mind on you, O Lord God. From the rising up, O Lord God, to the going down of the same, O Lord God. Protect our families and friends and loved ones, O Lord God. Protect the neighborhood, O Lord God. Swimming pool, O Lord God. Public areas, O Lord God, that we go to, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, because the adversary, the devil, O Lord God, has vexed the minds of people, O Lord God. The demons have taken over, Lord God, and they are possessing people, O Lord God, and causing all these spirits to come out, O Lord God, and become active, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Murder, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Lord God, we come, O Lord God, because the past that charge us, O Lord God, to pray, O Lord God, in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, for these crimes that are going on, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, there are people that look forward to this weekend, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, to visit friends and loved ones, O Lord God, and to communicate with them, O Lord God. We pray that they are saved, O Lord God, or that they would run into a track of someone that is talking about the gospel, O Lord God, that the kingdom of heaven may be populated, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, when we think about your goodness, O Lord God, and all you've done, O Lord God. We say hallelujah, Lord God, when we think of the workmanship of your hand this morning. In the most difficult place, O Lord God, we give you praise, honor, and glory as we go through this hour of power. Pray, Lord God, bless the visitor here this morning, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, who have stood at the helm, O Lord God, and have been there, O Lord God, since the beginning, O Lord God, that you would bless the Lord God and strengthen our undergird, O Lord God. Bless our home, bless our grandchildren, bless everyone's grandchildren, O Lord God. As we go through this time, O Lord God, Lord God, that you would dispatch angels, O Lord God, and minister in spirit, O Lord God, to heal your people, O Lord God, that you would heal even the sin-sick soul, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, the mental illness, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those that don't have jobs, O Lord God. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. O Lord God, protect us, O Lord God. Lord God, we need to hear from you, O Lord God, because if we don't hear from you, O Lord God, what shall we do, O Lord God? Lord God, we rebuke the spirit of pornography, Lord God, sexual promiscuity, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Pedophiles, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Sex offenders, O Lord God, let them be sorted out, O Lord God, and let them be stopped, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You say, what's everything that we desire when we pray, O Lord God? Believe that we receive it when we pray, O Lord God, and we shall have it, O Lord God. So, Lord God, we believe in you, Lord God. We stand on Mark 11:23, O Lord God. 11:23, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to cast down this morning every vain imagination, O Lord God, and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your spirit, O Lord God. Holy Spirit of God, thou welcome here, Lord God. Fortify us and strengthen us, O Lord God. Give us rest when we need rest, O Lord God. Give us strength, O Lord God. Season our mouth, O Lord God. Give us the fruits of the Spirit, O Lord God, and we present them unto your people. I pray that you keep us all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. On this hour of power of prayer along with Apostle Hosley and his wife. Good morning, everyone. I thank God for everyone that's on this prayer line this morning and for the ones that had the mind to come, but for some reason that they couldn't come, in Jesus' name, that they are included right now, God, and continually be in our prayers. And just, we just want to thank God and appreciate him for his goodness, his grace, and his mercy this morning. And hallelujah, I didn't know what it is where I was going to come from, but I said, God, hallelujah, I know at the appointed time that you will give me what I need for the people. You will give me a word for the people. And after all that we are going through today, we're in agreement. I'm in agreement with Apostle Horsley and Evangelist Horsley right now this morning and everybody else on this prayer line that's coming together in agreement. Hallelujah, with the prayers that have already been prayed, Father. We thank you right now, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for all that he has done, the things that he's doing, and the things that he's about to do in our lives this morning. So, you know, I, you know, have words of encouragement. And as I was just looking and stuff, the Lord revealed to me, he gave to me what he needed, wanted me to have for today. And I said, I don't know, but Holy Ghost, I invite you in. Hallelujah. And you have to lead and guide me into all truth. Guide me with your eye by the skillfulness of your hand, that you order my steps this morning to give me a word for your people this morning, Lord God. And it's coming from Psalm 107. And I was focusing on, I think it was the seventh verse, but I went up and I'm starting this morning with the first chapter. And I'm going down to the seventh verse, and then I might put in 19 and 20. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And, you know, and I want to go back up to the top with also saying, you know, we need to recount the blessings, righteous living, of what God is doing for us, has done for us, and is about to do for us. And thank God for his deliverance and praises, and God for his wonderful words in the name of Jesus. And this psalm reminds us of the most perfect sacrifice we can offer to God is a faithful and obedient life for him. And we are thankful for God, to God. Our thankfulness for God to God should be constantly on our lips to whom he has saved. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy and gathered them out of the land from the east and from the west and the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. And I went down also to 19th and the 20th. Then they cried, the 19th verse says, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all, from their destruction in the name of Jesus. And I just want to give thanks to God this morning. Hallelujah, for all he's done. We have enough. God has already done enough, because he's a God of more than enough for us. That we, you know, ought to continually have praise and worship on our lips, a mind to praise him, a mind to give thanks and to be grateful for the things that he has already done in our lives and the things that he's doing in our lives in the name of Jesus. So I just want to expound a little bit on it. I'm coming from the King James Version of the Life Application Study Bible, and I'm going back to the first, up to the first chapter on the study part. This psalm speaks of four different types of people in distress and how God rescued them. Wanderers, prisoners. Wanderers, 107, 4 through 9. Prisoners, 107, 10 through 16. The sick, 107, 17 through 20. And the storm, tough, 107, 23 to 30. No matter how extreme our calamities, God is able to help us. He is loving and kind to those who are distressed. God has done so much for us, and we have so much for which to thank him for. And he wants us to proclaim to everyone all that he has done. And this verse is not so much in this 107:2, the second verse, is not so much a mandate to witness as a declaration of the fact that those who truly live in God's presence will not be able to keep this glorious experience to themselves.
and that, you know, it's just like fire, but, you know, in our bones. And we have a burning desire to let someone know about the mysteries of God and all that he's done for us, our own personal relationship, hallelujah, that God has done for us, and share that with, hallelujah, people. Because there's so much, there's so many souls that are out there. They're hungry and they're crying out to God. Hallelujah. But the labor's brilliant. The souls are there, but the laborers are few in the name of Jesus. So we owe this to God to go out, hallelujah, and minister his word to the lost, to the sick, to the prisoners, to the ones that are bound. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and reach back and grab somebody out of hell's fire in the name of Jesus. Lost, hungry, thirsty, and exhausted, this is 107:5-9, and exhausted, these wanderers typify the Israelites in exile. But they also typify anyone who has not found the satisfaction that comes from knowing God. Anyone who recognizes his or her own lostness can receive the offer of Jesus to satisfy these needs. Jesus is the way, John 14:10, the bread of life, John 6:33-35, the water of life, John 4:10-14, and the giver of rest, Matthew 11:28-30. Have you received his life-giving offer? Sometimes we feel as though all is hopeless, but trouble can lead us to depend. and some people don't want to, you know, to realize this, but sometimes trouble can lead us to depend on God as we cry to him for help. When he saves us, we will praise him for the good he has done. Then we understand that God can bring good out of trouble because our afflictions strengthen our faith. Those who have never truly suffered may have not appreciate God as much as those who have matured under hardship. Those who have seen God work in times of distress have a deeper insight into his loving kindness. And if you have experienced great trials, you have the potential for great praise. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you for that in Jesus' name, because our trials come to make us strong in the name of Jesus. And people are out there, they're watching our lifestyle, they're watching how we live, they walk, and, you know, they're watching, you know, they're just watching everything. So I just thank God this morning in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We ought to be able to be careful to give, hallelujah, to give an answer to every man that asks us the hope of our calling with trembling and fear in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that in the name of Jesus. We ought to be watchful and mindful that the ones that are watching us, and when you thank the ones that you think that are not watching us and taking notes, they are, because we are ambassadors of Christ in the name of Jesus. We are, hallelujah, the ones that God, you know, hallelujah, he give us the mindset to look on others as he made them to be, and not of the act that they're doing, and that we are to love, hallelujah, love them in spite of what we see, what we hear, in the name of Jesus, and see them as who God made us to be in the name of Jesus, without judgment calls and stuff. But hallelujah, just glorify God, hallelujah, in all our ways. We just give him the glory, the honor, and the praises. We thanking him for the victories, hallelujah, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. We're thanking him right now, God, hallelujah, for salvation, healing, and deliverance of our family members and our loved ones, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah. In everything, we give you thanks, Father. We give you the praise right now, God. And we thank you right now, God, for new mercies, for grace, and for favor, right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For drawing those that don't know you, hallelujah, into Christ, Father. Hallelujah. And the people that are doing all of these evil things to people, arrest their minds and their souls, Father, in the name of Jesus, and draw them closer to you. Save their souls, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. These people, because God loves all of us the same, and he's no respecter of persons. These people are doing these evil things. Hallelujah. It makes you don't want to like them and stuff like that, but God said we got to love them anyway in spite of the deeds that they're doing in Jesus' name. And it's not an easy feat. It's not an easy thing to do, but we can do all things through Christ, not on our own, who strengthens us in the name of Jesus. And we got to learn and continue to keep this on our mind. I ask the Holy Ghost to continue to keep putting us in remembrance of what God's word said of his promises. If we do this, then he's going to do that. And if we don't, he's going to let us know about his promises where, you know, hallelujah, that we're going to be judged accordingly. So I just thank God for the victory in Jesus' name and how he has been just so wonderful. Hallelujah, and I'm just grateful for everything that he's done. I'm grateful in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that how, hallelujah, that he just woke us up this morning and starting us on our way in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for, hallelujah, for prayer for Beverly this morning. Hallelujah, that God deliver her and set her free from the life of drugs out on those streets. And I'm thanking God this morning for Darlene Jones, that lost her sister this morning. Pray for her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that God, hallelujah, bring her and her family closer together, and whatever they need to get her sister home, that God is providing for them in the name of Jesus. And God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, just love on her, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and bring the family members closer together in this time of bereavement in the name of Jesus. And that God help us when we're going through this fast, hallelujah, starting the first to the third in Jesus' name, to help me to finish and to help us, anybody that struggles with their eating and stuff like that or not, to help us to finish this three-day fast. In the name of Jesus, because my God is not, my belly is not my God, in the name of Jesus. And we know that we can do all things, and if we resist the devil, he shall flee. And it's so true, God's promises of what he will do for us if we continue to have faith and trust in him. So we ought to trust in him with all of our heart, mind, soul, and you know, spirit, and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. And the key word is acknowledge him in all that we do, because only what we do for Christ will last in the name of Jesus. And thanking God for, hallelujah, for this day. Hallelujah, for the challenges of this day, that we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony this morning in the name of Jesus, to reach out and encourage someone and ask God, how can we be of help to him? How can we serve him today in the name of Jesus? For today is the day of salvation in the name of Jesus. And this is the day that God has made, so we're going to rejoice and be glad in this day. In Jesus' name. So, Lord, we are grateful. We are thankful to you this morning. And everyone that's on this prayer line this morning, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we're going to come together and, you know, with praise on our lips and thanking God for what he has done before we start asking God for anything. But we're going to come together in prayer this morning. But I wanted to make sure that the word got forth out there to give God, you know, give us a word for what God would have us to do and how he would have us to carry ourselves this morning, just giving thanks and giving thanks for his everything that he's done and for his mercy, because he woke us up this morning. So we have a lot to be thankful for. One thing, two things, three things, we have a lot to still thank God for. So open our mic, mics this morning, and we come together giving God thanks this morning.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank God.
Oh,
because you send that more abundance.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
We thank you right now, God.
Thank you, Lord, in my life.
Today, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
like
yes,
today,
yes.
Father, it's better than yesterday.
For.
Today, Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we're not, hallelujah, this is glorified
yesterday,
Lord. How you brought us up. And I feel good. I don't have a pain in my body this morning, Lord God, and I owe it all to you. Hallelujah. It's because
Lord,
of
I praise you,
God,
Lord.
We have our being,
for your
Father, in the name of Jesus. So we thank God.
Lord,
thank
I just
God
praise you for eternal
because
life.
Because you
Father.
Today,
I praise you for your
faithfulness.
You are faithful.
Father, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That sums it up all. There's nothing that he left out in the name of Jesus.
I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
So our God, our mighty God, is the one who we are depending on right now. And the people of God will continue to humble ourselves and pray, seek his face, and we know that he is healing this land. We know that at some point there will be some peace, even though that peace may not last forever because there are so many things that the Lord has said in his word that have to come to pass before Jesus comes back. But in this time and in this dispensation, we, the people of God, we have the authority over the devil and everything that he's doing. He's the prince of the power of the air, but the Lord God Almighty gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. So we will continue to pray. We continue to believe that God will change the world that we live in. This nation, the neighborhoods, so many people in our neighborhoods are just distraught. People are going crazy because of this COVID thing, because of the isolation. People are being tossed to and fro with the words that our governmental people are speaking. Our government is in chaos, and there's just so much evil in the world. But we will continue to pray. We will believe that God will help us, and he will just give us peace. We don't have to be upset. We don't have to have anxiety. We don't have to be stressed. Because he told us that we can trust in him. He's the Lord and man of war. The Lord is his name. And if he be for us, who can be against us? And I say, I really don't care because he is the Lord and man of war. And the Lord is his name. He's our high tower where we can run into him and into that high tower and we are safe. So we have safety in our God. And this morning, you know, you may have a prayer request that you may need to pray about. We're going to give you just a few minutes. We, you know, ask that you keep it short when you give your prayer request this morning because we're getting near the top of the hour and we want to get as many in as necessary so that we can do this prayer against this mass shooting, against the demon of murder. We're going to cast those demons out. We're going to lose the spirit of peace today. We're going to lose the spirit of contentment. We lose the spirit of unity. So we're going to do that. But right now, go ahead. If you have a prayer request, you may give it at this time. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
I do have a prayer request. And my prayer request is that I did take care of business at hand, what I needed to do, and I just pray as tomorrow's not promised to me, but God's will, and I believe it is, because he said ask, and it shall be given, that they come and they do what they need to do, that they won't try to rob me, take advantage, that they do the best job they ever done in their life, and we're just walking into this home, feeling the presence of God. And I just ask y'all to pray with me and for me. And I just want to thank y'all this morning for when I did dial in, y'all was praising and glorifying God. And I thank y'all once again for being
thank you, my
wife.
Sister.
God bless.
Amen. Anybody else? Thank you, my sister. Amen. Anybody else?
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. This is Celestica. Just continue praying for my family, especially my youngest daughter, Queen, just for peace. And for myself, I need healing. I got stung by a wasp over the weekend, and it seems like the venom is just spreading. It's pretty much all over my leg, and I just need healing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Anybody else?
We'll be praying. Good morning. This is Chris.
Good morning, Chris. Anybody else?
Good morning. This is Sister Marie. I asked him for prayer for Vic, who hurt his feet. He's tribal, and they had to have steroids and what shots and stuff. So let's pray for healing for his feet, his toes.
Okay, good morning. Anybody else before we close up?
Whoever is fighting, please use your mind so we can have clarity. People are talking, good driving. Please mute your phone. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Okay.
Anybody else?
What we're going to do?
Yeah, we're going to start the
prayer. Yes, ma'am. Let's everybody come on in, and we're going to pray and pray for these requests
thank
and
you.
Also about the demolishing of the demonic spirit out there. Amen.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we come together. Father, we pray and agree with one another.
Thank you, Father. We are thankful. We are grateful to you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for answering every prayer that
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We are in agreement with everyone on this line. In the name of Jesus, for the ones that didn't have a thing to say, the Holy Ghost already knows what's going on before we even got on this line to pray for. So we thank God for the obedience of the ones that came on this line. In the name of Jesus,
praise
for the
God.
Ones that didn't, God has got it all under control in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. So we thank God today for everyone who has come. Thank God for the prayers, the praises, and our thank you, Sister Gladys, once again for helping with the facilitation today. And everybody in your respective places, we do appreciate your time and your effort to come and be in agreement with God. We're not here just to be here, but we believe that you get up in the morning to give the acknowledgement to God that he's the one who directs our path. He's the one who leads us into all truth. He's the one who guides us. So this morning, as we're leaving, I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we will rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. I decree that we have been sanctified, set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree today that the Lord has given us power to get wealth and businesses flourish more than we can ask or think. Somebody's receiving millions of dollars, somebody hundreds of thousands of dollars. Somebody thousands of dollars according to your faith, so be it done unto you. I'm believing for my $13 million to come into my hands, and I believe God will do that as I make my confession of his word. I decree this morning that we resist the devil, and he flees, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we live in continuous abundance. I decree that we continuously humble ourselves and pray, and we seek the face of God. I decree today that our families are blessed, and many of those who have not received Jesus Christ are coming into the kingdom. They will be sanctified and holy and filled with the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. I decree today that we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. That you grab a hold of these things that I'm making declarations of because it is the word of God, and you begin to speak it for yourself. And I decree every financial mountain is removed from our lives in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So I love each and every one of you. I thank you so much for just being here. Thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving your family, loving people who are hard to love. And we know that we love people into the kingdom in the name of Jesus. So everybody be blessed. Have a joyous and a beautiful day. Come back tomorrow, and we will see what God has for us and what we have for him. So just be blessed and favored of the Lord. Go in the spirit of Elijah, Elisha, and Jehu, and that is the spirit of zealousness for God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Cheryl Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.